harvest. It was under better circumstances, but hey, here we go. Amen?
Yeah.
Hannah. Hey, we're in no hurry, babe. I'm glad everything's good.
Amen.
Don't you worry about it. Everything good? Good enough. Nobody got hurt. That's all that matters, sis. Hey, that's what insurance is for. God's good. See, it could have been worse. So things happen. Don't matter whose fault it is. We're going to shout it out this morning. Amen. Papa's doing better. Hey, Hannah's still doing good. That's exactly right. Or we'll get a new one. Amen. Amen. Thank God for being so good to us this morning. Well, I appreciate all the singers. We got the best singers around, amen? If you can't get a shout over some of those, something's wrong with you. You hadn't got a shouter, amen? Maybe you need to get saved. But I tell you what, God is good. He's still on the throne. Nothing happens without Him knowing and has His hand on it either way, amen? We try to put things in good or bad, but it's all yay with God. Amen? Just may be in his plan for things to happen. No doubt, just like this morning, sis had a little accident. The norm wasn't here, but carried on. Amen? Saw some of the men getting together, the normal ones that's got the offering. It was taken care of. That's what a church is about. Amen? It's not just one. It's God. Each and every one of us are just workers here, and we're here for the praising God, and I thank Him this morning. Just for a little while this morning, I tell you what, God gives me a sermon, and I talked about it just a little bit in Sunday school. We need to be reminded day by day, and I take for granted some of the old past. I was raised up when I got in church. I was raised up and cutting my teeth on real preaching, amen? As you sing, hey, smoke just won't do. Buddy, some of the fieriest preachers that were around, that's what I got used to. And when you don't hear that, you think, boy, what a dud. But I don't realize that, look, it affects generations. And you can go into another church and you can see by what you see in there. You say, well, what you looking for? That's my job. That's my job. And may I remind you, as a preacher, it's our responsibility to preach the word. Be instant, in season and out. And I'm tired of people saying at funerals you ought to not blow it out. That's your opportunity. I went to a funeral that had over 400 people there, amen. Not one time did we hear the word hail. Not one time. And by some of the looks on some of the faces, most of them, they couldn't take it, but they needed to hear there is a hell out there. There's a heaven, but there's a hell. So for a little while this morning, I want to preach on hell as a reality, not just a fairy tale, amen? Our children this morning need to hear about hell. I'm so tired of people saying, well, it's not just a fire escape. It is a fire escape, amen. You make heaven, you've missed hell this morning. It's so very important before I go any further. Listen, you better make dead sure that you're saved by the grace of God, because you'll see one of these days, and the world will see not only the Lord, but they'll see there is a real hell, amen. Some of you young men, I look at your faces when the preacher's preaching. I watch you. I'm not your dad. But as your associate, it's my job to watch your expressions. And some of you sometimes scare me by your blank expressions when the Word of God is being preached. Don't you realize that God's calling? doing this morning. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I don't care what you said in the past, you may be living under a dead salvation. But I'll tell you what, the singing and the preaching ought to really be showing on you. And I realize we're not all the same. I'm a big mouth. I'm a shouter. I've run the aisles many times. I love it. God's good this morning, amen. You want to get on shouting ground? You realize what happened yesterday and where it's become today already in God's hands healing, amen. You want to get on shouting ground this morning and look at to see us how bad that could have been, amen. You see, but God. But there's a real heaven and there's a real hell out there, and I didn't hear it with 400 people sitting out there. Didn't hear one time where she went to church, whether she was faithful, and I hope she was. Great people. We better not ever take it for granted and get mad at the old past, because I'm going to preach on the old past tonight. Because we need to be hearing, and our children and grandchildren need to know there's a heaven, but there also is a hell, amen. You know, we live in a world that has consequences. The decisions, I preached on it, the choices we made. No, Brother Lucas brought me a paper and showed me in one day how many choices when he really realized what was going on. How many choices we make day by day, but we ought to realize the choices we make may affect us one way or the other, amen. We better be ready and be willing and be able and to do and walk in his statutes this morning and be right with God, because it will matter in yours and my life. So just for a little while, I want to go over some things, because most people don't believe it, but the Bible has a lot to say about hell. Matthew 5:29. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. That's pretty plain and simple there. God's telling us, if one of your members offend you, hell is such a bad place this morning. He said, it'd be you go in and not go to that place without an eye, without an arm, then go to that place called hell. What a warning that he's given us this morning. The world don't want to hear it, but we as church people should never get tired of hearing about heaven and hell. It's a reality. The world don't want to hear it this morning. Hell's a reality just like death is a reality. That's what I got out of the sermon the other day. Death is a reality. It's coming to each and every one of us. Some may be by old age. Some may be by other circumstances, but it is coming. It does not matter what kind of great shape you are, how many health bars that you eat every day, whether or not you drink 2 or 3 Cokes a day, whether or not you enjoy a chicken fried steak with extra 390 weight gravy and 2 or 3 pieces of Texas toast slathered in butter. Can you taste it? French fries dabbed in that gravy, amen. And don't forget the ketchup. Death's coming. As sure as we are living here this morning, death is coming also to each and every one of us. You better make sure that you're going to make heaven and not make that place called hell, because it was designed by God for the devil and his angels. But may I remind you this morning that the same hell that the devil and his angels are going to be at one of these days, all the unbelievers and the people that said no, the people that just wanted a God that they could control, is going to be there too. You understand? Every one of you saying yes. I want you to realize that it's not a slam when a preacher gets up and preaches day in and day out on some of the same things, because I saw a generation of children that hadn't heard it in a while. Their parents, I was with a lot of them, and they got it shelled to the cob to the point maybe they got tired of hearing hard preaching. Just tired of it. I'm tired of hearing about hell. I'm tired of hearing about long-haired for ladies and short hair for men. I'm tired of hearing that. I'm ready for the new pass. Preach to me smooth things. I don't want to hear this foo-ducky stuff. And it shows on their children. And we'll get into this tonight, because we're trying to preach about hell this morning. Hell awaits all those ones who hate Bible preaching. Don't tell me you love God, one of His, but you're offended at the Word of God. Don't add up, Ron. Does not add up. And may I remind you this morning, and I'll use Brother Ron as an example. Because he's salty and he said some salty things. If Ron gets a wild hair and loses his mind and goes out and gets him a young woman and runs off with her, that is no slam about God, Ron. God is still on the throne. Ron just lost his mind. Now I realize it will be a shame and a reproach to his family, to his church, to God. But do not lose. Don't fall off the wagon, young people. Ron is just but a mortal man. And if he'll be honest with you this morning, he'll tell you the truth and say, the devil's after me every day. It's a battle that we fight every day. It would be an injustice to these young people, young ladies, if I told you everything's going to be just red rosy all the time. You go to one of the best churches and some of the best preaching you'll ever hear, so you're never going to have any trouble. The devil's never going to be after you. That'd be a lie. So don't think that even though your mom and daddy is that example, that they're able to withstand the devil. That's the reason why we need Bible preaching every chance we got. And listen, I love to hear the hip hip hooray. I love to hear the shouting. I love to run the aisles. But for some reason, when you're getting down to the short row, the shout leaves and the running of the aisles cease. That's the time to shout it out, amen. Lord, you've been good to me. Gave me a good family, a good church home, a good pastor, a good pastor's wife. That's the time to shout it out. Run the aisles. God have mercy on me for not being so thankful. He should have killed me a long, long time ago. If you would just know some of the things that I've done, it would blow your mind. You know why? Because sometimes you don't remember the old past. Sometimes, like the pastor said, it's been busting my hide. You get civilized, and that doesn't mean you're sanctified. He had the connotation to look, you're probably not saved, but I'm here to tell you that you can be saved and be civilized. You can learn how to live and let live. You can learn how to be friends with the world, but yet go to church and be faithful. Shout it out. Run it out. Give you tithes. Give you offering. But you're still just civilized. I told them in Sunday school today, if we wasn't so civilized, the world would hate us. You know why the world loves us? You know why we get along in the world like we do? Because we're civilized, Ron. We've learned that. It's not the pastor's fault. It's not your associate's fault. It's our fault. It's up to us, dads, to make sure that myself is right with God. And that my family's not being so civilized that we're doing nothing for God. Some years back, what we've done is kept patting ourselves on the shoulder and on the back and saying, what a good person you are. I go to church, faithful, I give my tithes, man, I give a good offering. When it's needed, I do extra. I'm such a good boy. The heathen can do that. The heathen can do that. Isn't it something how you listen to the Bible and you see those stories when Christ was down and he was picking his disciples. He said, come with me, I'll make you fishers of men. They dropped it all. Could you imagine some of us? Say, Mark, Alex, we got a big, listen, the Lord's called. Can I bring my iPad? Are we going to have chicken nuggets? What about the Astro game, John? Can I bring that too? You see how we put so much stock on things that are of the world? And there's a real heaven and a real hell out there. And it's easy to look and listen. I try not to be the judge, but it's so easy to look when you go around other supposedly Christian people. First thing you do is, when we ought to have a mirror. Am I the example I need to be? Man, there's a real hell out there. It's not just a fairy tale. People are going to hell day in and day out. And we're living our lives like it's really, it's a fairy tale. We just talk about it. We sing about it. So many more things to do in life. Man, there's girlfriends, there's wife materials out there, boyfriend material. That's what I got my mind on. People are going to hell. What are we doing any different than the other people are doing? Isn't it something how that God's got examples in there for our benefit? You know, the Sunday school lesson today was about obeying. You obey God, you'll never fail. You disobey God, you'll fail every time. You have that perfect recipe in about raising our family and doing right. You won't ever fail. Your children will be different. They'll be separated. They'll look different. We'll get on this tonight. That faggot Southern Baptist hairdo, I'm so sick of it. I ain't never in my life. Cut your boy's hair. Some of our parents, boy, we just can't wait till we can bob our little old girl's hair off. We want them to look just like the world, amen. We love that mushroom hairdo style. See, that's what I got cut on. It's the truth. It's the truth. You know why we got the standards out in the world that we do now? It's because that's not being preached. But you know what? We as Christians, we get tired of that. Man, that preacher's just meddling again. Who does he think he is? I'm a nobody. Serving a somebody. I'm going to tell you what, his name is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you don't know him today, and you die without him today, you'll see that thing that I've been preaching about today, and its name is hell. Hell's enlarged itself because you know what? There's going to be lots of people going into hell. But we don't want to hear it. Neither does your kinfolk either. We talk about making it a covenant with the wrong people. Some of us has got kinfolk just like this. Now, I ain't saying be rude to your kinfolks. You ought to love your kinfolks, but I'm going to tell you what. They ought to hear something from you. They ought to see something different from us. And you dead sure can't say that about me because none of my kinfolk like me. I'm just who I am. You know why? They'd really hate me if I'd quit being civilized. Boy, they loved Jesus was civilized, wasn't he? Boy, the world loved him, didn't he? No, they hated him. He allowed it, but they nailed him to an old Roman cross, buddy. And we better be glad. Because that willfully, he did that for us, amen? The least we could be is just a little different, amen? We sing that song, Just a Little Talk with Jesus. We ought to just be a little different than the world, amen? We ought to be different. You boys growing up, you ought to be different. They may call you Jesus freak. They may call you something different. You don't act like the world. You don't look like the world. It's easy. Listen, let me tell you something. It's easy to be civilized. Not so easy to be separate. What we've got to do is make our mind up and say, this is the path that we're going, and we're going to stay on that, Lord willing, by the grace of God. What more can we say about hell? Revelations 20, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell, here we go again. World thinks it's a fairy tale, but I'm going to tell you what, God knows it's real. Delivered up the dead which were in, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. I'm going to tell you what, one of these days, they'll see. They'll see. When he cast them into the lake of fire, they'll know they've been duped and damned to a devil's hell. It'll be too late, but it's not too late for us. If you're here today and you hadn't accepted Christ as your Savior, let me tell you something. If you play in church, it'll show on you. You know whether you're in or out. I wouldn't leave this house today without making it right. As our singers come, just for a little while today, one verse. Got something to get right? Now's the time. If you're not saved, you want to be sure, hey, Now's the time. You may just want to come up and thank God for being so good to us. We all should do that. Let's all stand.